You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
Hey, it's Professor Broman. I hope you're enjoying the Rare Drop podcast. And speaking of podcasts, I wanted to make sure that you were aware of all of them on our network. We have The Jam with myself, Gathalion, and K-Magic 101, our weekly chat about all things ridiculous and the podcast about nothing. Then there's The Worst Radio Show, whose description is in the name, hosted by some of the most cynical nerds on the internet. And obviously, we save the best for last, the Broman Podcast, which delivers all things related to content creation and the business behind it. All these shows can be found on Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and most places where you find podcasts. Head on over to raredrop.co to check out more of what we're working on and enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? How you doing? It is Broman, and we are back for another episode of the Broman Podcast. I got a weird thing, voice changer. So I wanted to try it out on the podcast just to see how you like it. So this is kind of an audio test for a whole bunch of different things. But I want to talk to you today about something that I think is really important. And also, it's something that I've been, focusing on dealing with, I don't really know the right word, a lot lately, because I see this behavior and it bothers me. And I know you're like, oh shit, what's he going to talk about? The thing that I see that bugs the ever living shit out of me is I see so many people, spending so much time worrying about what other people have, whether it's other people's accolades, other people's achievements, other people's fucking whatever, like somebody wins an award and you're like, I should have won that award, or somebody wins, somebody gets promoted, you don't get promoted. You're working with somebody and they launch content and you launch content and their shit does better than you. Like, it's this, I get it. I understand the nature of competition and I'm super competitive myself. that is a core part of who I am, is just a crazy competitive. But the issue that I've been seeing is that people take this competitiveness and it turns into comparison, and that's the issue. It's totally healthy to want to compete with others and to want to do your absolute best all the time. And I personally think that, making sure that you do so is one of the biggest factors to anyone's success, regardless of what industry you're in. You don't have to be a content creator to understand that competition is good for you. And it helps you improve, whether you're competing against yourself or you're running a business and you're competing against other businesses in your sector. All of that stuff is incredibly positive, but it has to stay in the right space mentally. You cannot take your mindset that you have for business and bring it into your personal life. And this is a lesson I've had to learn over the past year, and it's been an interesting journey, and like ups and downs and failures and all this stuff. And maybe we'll have some time to talk about it in depth later. But the conclusion of all this was, like, I let this hyper competitive part of me sort of bleed over into my day-to-day life, which isn't healthy. Trying to psychoanalyze, trying to find opportunities in business is fantastic. Finding opportunities to see, other people that are around you be infinitely more successful than you, and that making you feel like shit and making you want to, like, work so hard that you die, or maybe, like, just generating all these negative thoughts that flip into you being unable to make your best choices, your best content, whatever it is. I think that is a pitfall that everyone who does this, everyone who streams, everyone who makes content, I think everyone who does this has this vulnerability, this potential problem for a downfall. I don't really know any other way to put it, because when you start making content because you're focused on what other people are going to do or how other people are going to react, when you start thinking about everyone else instead of thinking about what you love to do, suddenly there's a huge problem. You're not making the content that people fell in love with you for. You're not doing the things that people will expect from you. And ultimately, you're going to start making these really weird choices, all because you're trying to keep up with someone else, or you're like, so-and-so's got it, I want to have that too, or whatever. So, I'm still messing with the sound stuff here. We have an editor now, so I'm sure he's going to have fun with this one. It might never make it. But you have to understand that taking the time to get the perspective necessary, to put in the time to understand that it's okay to have, you know, this business slash personal approach, whatever metaphor you need to use, you know, when you're on the field, everyone's competing, but the second you step off the field, it's okay to be best friends with the person you were just, you know, trying to crush. I don't know how you need to think about it, but that's how I think about it. So I encourage you to, you know, compete as hard as you can and compete against yourself always. But if you find yourself looking at other people and you find yourself looking at what everyone else has and trying to live up to everyone else's expectations, or fuck, I don't know, look as good as everyone else or have as much money as everyone else or whatever, it's going to divert your focus from what you really need to be working on, which is whatever you want to fucking work on. That's it. Like, that is literally it. It could be being a good barista. It could be being a good janitor. It could be being a good content creator, a good teacher, a good principal. I don't fucking know. But whatever your job is, you depreciate your ability to do it well when you focus on other people and what they have and how they're doing it better than you, instead of just trying to do your best. So take some time, you know, maybe you've been feeling down in the dumps, maybe even feeling a little shitty, I don't know. But think about that. If you've been feeling unhappy lately, is it because of this? Is it because you've just been looking at everyone else and thinking, wow, don't they have it great? Instead of taking time to reflect and say, oh, I don't want that bullshit. I need to focus on me. Thanks for listening, everybody. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.